Well, you caught us right in the beginning of Conversations with My Dummy. Of course, I'm your pal, Steve Charney. And we have, let's see, a couple of things. Andy Breckman is going to be singing a great song. I love the song that he wrote. It's called Railroad Bill. He also is the executive producer and writer for the show Monk. Remember Monk? And this one is Railroad Bill. It's just so funny. You got to stay tuned for this. In about 9 minutes, if you get bored with the rest of the show, skip right up to that one if you want. And it's from his CD, Don't Get Killed. Very funny guy. And Harry and I are going to do a song called Side by Side. It's an old Tin Pan Alley song. I love singing this with Harry. It's touching, and it basically describes our relationship so well.
Yeah, well, that's all fine and good, Steve, but why don't you tell the listeners of this podcast, you know, what's going on today? Our store that makes Amazon look like a little startup IPO because we've got so much stuff, Steve. And, you know, makes Walmart look like a little mom and pop shop.
We have anything your heart desires. I mean that literally. Let's say your heart desires more blood. Well, our only question for you is type A or type B. Or maybe your heart desires a triple bypass. We sell them in these do-it-yourself kits. That's right, you perform your own heart operation. It's simple, it's fun, and it's cheap.
And besides anything your heart desires, we also have anything your stomach desires, too.
And you know, that could be anything. Marshmallow and chicken salad sandwich in the middle of the night? We got it. Just call us up, we deliver.
Maybe your stomach desires a liver and jello sandwich on rye with mustard and mayo. We'll make it for you.
That's right, I'm telling you. We are well stocked. Oh, here's our first customer. May we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a pair of glasses.
Well, you've come to the right place. Harry, show me our display case of eyeglasses.
Right here, sir.
My, you do have a large selection to choose from.
Well, of course. Would you like to try any on? I think these would look very nice on you.
Turquoise with guinea hen feathers glued onto the frame? Not bad. Let me try it on here. How do I look?
Like a guinea hen.
Here's a mirror. Take a look.
Yes.
Maybe you'd like these instead.
Wow! These have their own eyebrows attached to them.
Those aren't eyebrows, sir. They're little hats that sit over the lens to protect them if it rains.
Are those propellers coming out of the hats?
Yeah. Who said rain hats can't be fashionable, huh?
I'm having trouble with the color. What is this color? I've never seen it before.
The manufacturers call that carrot blue.
Actually, I don't have much money. Do you have anything relatively inexpensive?
Yeah, well, we have this right here. Look. It's made out of pipe cleaners.
Oh, I like that.
In fact, the cool thing about pipe cleaner eyeglasses is that you can continue to sculpt it as you see fit. You see, if you get bored with the basic design, you take a pipe cleaner, you twist it around the frame, and make your own designs. Harry's been working on one for over a year. Harry, show him your eyeglasses.
Yeah, they're over here under the counter.
Wow, I'm impressed. Look at that, all those colors, and the glasses extend out. How far is that?
6 feet in all directions. With pipe cleaners, you can do that. See, if I have a few minutes, I just add another couple. See, here's an airplane coming out of the right earpiece. And over here is a race car coming from this part of the frame. It's an ongoing piece. I'll put it back under the counter.
What about the lenses?
Oh, well, we fit you for lenses. In fact, with our lenses, you can see much better than normal. Here, I'll pop a couple of lenses into these glasses. Here. Take a look.
Holy cow, this is wonderful. I can see every pore in my skin.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here, try these glasses on.
Wow, well, what are those things crawling around on the counter?
That's bacteria. I forgot to clean the countertop this morning.
And do you know that you have a tree branch on your counter?
That's not a tree branch. That's a strand of hair.
These are great glasses. How much are they?
$20.
Oh, I can't afford that. How about if I just pay for half a pair?
You mean one lens instead of two?
That's right.
Well, that'll be $10.
Done!
Okay, let me just cut your glasses in half here. This will just take a second. There we go.
You're obviously quite a professional at that.
All right. Now you don't have glasses, do you? What you have is a glass.
True. But what a glass!
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
I'll see you later. Thank you again.
See ya! Gee, Steve, it's like he's got a monocle now. It makes him look very distinguished.
Thank you. we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel alone, singing a song, side by side. And we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it really doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Had the quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
Now for this dilly-dallying, we have a business to run here. We sell just about anything. What do you want? Come on, come on, we have it. I dare you to want something we don't have. Come on, we have it, we have it.
All right, wait. Do we have a 6-foot rubber banana that squeaks when goosed?
Yes.
Do we have a 6-foot rubber goose that squeaks when bananaed?
Yes.
Do we have a green pillow that's, let's say, waterproof for dreamers that drool?
Not just waterproof pillows, but shockproof also for those violent dreamers who hit their pillows a lot. And then we have edible pillows for those who get hungry in the middle of the night. We have juicy pillows for those who get thirsty.
All right. Do we have unusual watches?
Of course. We have watches with faces on them. I mean real faces. So as you watch your watch, it watches you. You watch each other. We have watches shaped like dogs.
Those are watchdogs, right?
We have watches the color of chartreuse, aqua, and lime.
Ah, is that why they get Lyme disease?
No. They get Lyme disease because of the tick, tick, tick.
Mm.
Ah, wait, I hear a customer coming.
Hello, can you help me, please?
Yeah, we'll do our darndest. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a present for my teenage son. He'll be graduating high school soon, and I'd like to get him something nice.
How about a stone?
Our stones are lovely. He can wear it around his neck. That's a wonderful idea. What kind do you have?
Well, we have 100 different kinds. I mean, but you should get a stone that's appropriate. For instance, all right, he's a teenager. Does he hang out on corners a lot?
As a matter of fact, he does.
Then you should get him a cornerstone.
I forgot to mention that he's a filthy child.
Ah, filthy.
Then how about buying him a soapstone? And he's a thief. Then buy him a keystone.
Wait a second. Why don't you buy him something that will be inspirational, you know, to get him out of his evil ways? What are his interests, his concerns?
Oh, well, he listens to B.B. King and Eric Clapton a lot. Then get him a bluestone.
All right, let me handle this. What would you like him to become?
Perhaps the president of some corporation.
Then you want a headstone.
Well, wait a second. Before he settles down, don't you want him to do any traveling? Well, yes, I suppose. Perhaps he can visit the Middle East or out to the desert. Then you want to buy him a sandstone. Or the Mediterranean is nice. What a fine ocean. Then you want to buy him a whetstone. Oh, I don't know. There are too many choices. Why don't I think about a present for my husband first, and we'll come back to the boy.
Stone would be nice.
He can wear it around his neck. Oh, here we go again.
What is the man like?
He's a patriot. Then get him a flagstone. He likes the music of Bing Crosby.
Bing.
Get him a cherry stone.
What does he do for a living?
He's a porter in one of those railroad sleeping cars. Then get him a birthstone. And he's annoying. A gallstone!
I'd like to do a tune off my next demo. Back to reality here. railroad, Bill was a hard-living man. He used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer that ever driven down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, they used to dream about the railroad Bill. Oh, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb up no tree. This is a stupid, stupid song and no folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. Oh, and he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. And Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said, no, I hate cats. Ain't gonna climb for no cat. He said, why don't you have it save some beautiful girl who's been tied down on a railroad track? I said, maybe there'll be room in the eighth or ninth verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you asshole! Why should I listen to you? You should be listening to me instead. He said, I'm a railroad man, and if I was real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. So an earthquake came, and it shook the whole terrain, and it brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And then a tidal wave broke, and everything got soaked, and Bill was almost completely washed away. And then a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright new young talent on a rise. So get your ass up that tree or I swear you ain't gonna get out of my folk song alive. He said, you don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. Suddenly, he jumped on top of me, he grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. And he hit me in the stomach, and he hit me in the face real hard, and I think he almost broke my nose. Just then, a lightning bolt came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes, and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and three small children. Dear God, I love to write. Whoa!
Time for another commercial.
If you want to support this program, you got to go to patreon.com/Steve Charney and donate some money to help a serious artist doing serious work who's in serious trouble. And, well, that's it, pretty much. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. You can donate $1 a month. You can donate less. You can donate more. You can donate a lot more. They can donate, like, you know, $10,000 a week if they want. Yeah. Also do, you know, $1 a month.
We've had a few customers today, though. I'd say the business has been generally slow.
Well, this is off-season, Steve.
Off-season for what?
You know, for some of the things we sell. Equipment for porcupine jumping, for instance.
Well, that's true. That doesn't start for a few months.
Or how about vertical tightrope walking?
That's a point. Most of those people are resting up for the big season to come.
Or how about the pie-wearing crowd, Steve? They don't start putting on their pies at least for another month.
Which reminds me, we should start inventorying how many pies and what flavors we have. Last year we were short on the banana cream pies, and some customers were boiling mad. You know how they get if they can't get dressed up in a banana cream pie. They get very irate.
Hey, they should cut us a little slack here. Since we're the number one dealers in pie wearing on the East Coast, it's hard to fit all our customers with pies over such a short period of time. Somewhere 33 long, somewhere 24 short. It's a huge job we have. And since the season is only a week and a half long, it has to be done extremely quickly.
I know. Oh, here's a customer. Smile, Harry. Can we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for seeds.
For your garden?
Not just for the garden, also for the house. I was told that you have the largest assortment of seeds in the world.
That's true. Here's our catalog right here.
My goodness, you have a large selection. Let's see. Brillo seeds?
Yeah, you can grow your own Brillo.
Sponge seeds?
You can grow your own sponges.
Broom seeds?
You can grow a broom.
Of course, maybe you'd like to turn to our dining room section. It's right there on page 850. We have fork seeds, napkin seeds, and plate seeds.
And it just takes a little dirt and water and sunlight?
That's right, and of course, TLC.
Catalog seeds, what are those?
Well, the catalog you're looking at is actually a fruit. See, it was grown from a seed.
Really? This catalog is edible?
Well, as edible as a strawberry.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Oh. Not bad. It's organic, I assume.
Of course.
Okay, forget the seeds. I'll buy the fruit. How much?
$8.95.
For one piece of fruit? That's outrageous.
But look how big it is. This is a 1,000-page fruit.
Well, since you put it that way, here's your money. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Watch out for the pits on page 85!
I don't know. He'll probably juice it anyway.
Did you ever taste catalog juice, Steve?
Well, I've been known to sneak a nip now and then. It's not bad. Especially page 150 through 225.
Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney. I want to thank Andy Breckman for participating in the show with that one. Wasn't that great a song? Railroad Bill from his album Don't Get Killed. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, Patreon.com/Steve Charney. Become a patron. Also on my website, SteveCharney.com. That'll steer you to all kinds of places, man. You know, my bio and my YouTube channel. I've got 100, over 100 videos with almost 2 million hits at this point. Kind of cool. Anyway, let's see what else. I don't know, Steve. Well, on Facebook,
right? Search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And we also post it onto Twitter, too.
Right. And of course, if you like the podcast, what should they do, huh?
Spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Someday we'll have enough people, and we'll be able to attract all kinds of advertising.
All right, you want to hear a blonde joke?
Okay, give me a blonde joke.
Okay, a blonde gets in her car and notices her steering wheel, dashboard, and windshield is missing. She calls the police and reports a theft. When the police officer comes, he looks at the blonde who's crying and says, "Ma'am, you're sitting in the back seat."